Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Tuesdays at 8:40.
All right. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Hello, Carol. I'm a lot better than I was last week.
Oh, absolutely. You sound a whole lot better.
Thank goodness the voice is back.
It's back, and it's back with a vengeance, because today we're talking about the on-the-road fee, and it's sometimes referred to by dealerships, car dealerships that is, as a service and delivery fee, where they put all sorts of extras on. They charge you to prepare the car for the valet, for this, for that, and it can end up being like $10,000. But I believe they're not allowed to do that anymore.
Well, you never really were in terms of the National Credit Act. So the Act says they can charge for licensing, in terms of extras, they can charge for licensing and registration, they can charge for a tank of fuel, they can charge if they get you your number plates, and they can charge you a fee for getting someone to stand in that queue at the licensing department to spare you the ordeal of doing that, right? But anything else, they say the Act does not allow. So the dealerships actually charge this fee, Carol, but it's... nobody's going after the dealerships. The motoring industry seems to think that it's all fine and well to add that extra on instead of building all those extras into the purchase price of the car, right? But the National Credit Regulator 18 months ago stood up and said, actually, these fees aren't allowed for in the Act. So they can go after the banks now that are adding that fee to the credit agreement. And then, of course, is interest added on that. I don't know if when you last bought a car, if you're financing one, Carol, but if you didn't query it, you'll find that on-the-road fee or whatever they chose to call it for those extras, which they never break down, incidentally. They just put it on there on the contract.
It's true.
And hope you don't ask.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people are just excited. I mean, I got a new car beginning of the year, and I was just excited. I didn't check that.
No, you probably just looked at the installment fee, right? And you thought, I can afford that every month. And you see, so nobody, the other things, that's another show, but the other things that they add on that you possibly don't want or need, but you're kind of not focusing on that. So anyway, so I think when this news broke 18 months ago, a lot of people for the first time thought, what? What's that? Look, I got charged that as well. How come? Anyway, the big news is that, so 18 months ago, the National Credit Regulator issued compliance notices to both BMW Financial Services and VW Financial Services. They just went after those two first to say, stop doing it, and actually you can refund all those fees plus interest to everyone you ever charged it to, right? And the Act's been around since 2007, so it's a lot of money. Predictably, they refused to do it. They said, we don't agree with your interpretation of the Act. And nothing's happened really for 18 months. The whole industry's carried on as usual, as if nothing happened. That fee gets added on unless people really kick up a fuss and they have some room to negotiate, then it doesn't get charged. Anyway, the big news this week, Carol, is that the National Consumer Tribunal, which is the highest sort of consumer authority, and their rulings are the same as a court of law, any court of law. It's legally binding. They said in terms of VW Financial Services, right, we agree with the National Credit Regulator, adding that on-the-road fee or whatever you want to call it to the finance contract is illegal, unlawful. You will stop by the 10th of April, that was yesterday, and actually you will start calculating how much you need to refund everybody, get an audit done, and let us see that. Okay, so a lot of VW owners, whether or not they paid cash or whether or not they were financed by VW Financial Services, just heard VW refunds on the road fee and started getting really excited. But predictably, premature excitement. But number one, if you bought your car cash, none of this applies to you. Even if you did buy your car through VW Financial Services, they said late yesterday that they have obtained legal advice and they have noted an appeal, which suspends the order of the tribunal. In other words, they're saying we don't have to actually, from April 10, we don't have to stop doing it. I actually read that via Twitter last night. I didn't get an official media response, as promised. And interestingly, also, I picked up this morning a tweet by very active consumer attorney Janusz Luterik, who said, as I predicted, the Consumer Tribunal could counter with an application for interim enforcement, and then the appeal will not suspend enforcement of the order. Do they have the ... to do that? We shall see. So that's where we are at the moment. I think it's safe to say business as usual. Don't get excited about anything. Obviously, this is not just about VW Financial Services and BMW Financial. Yeah, so there's the West Banks, there's the Needs Banks, and APSA's car finance arms as well. The NCR tells me that they'll be issuing compliances against all of them. The whole industry is doing this. And so in time, if the appeal fails, I think, and the order stands, it is a tribunal ruling, then refunds may just happen. But in the meantime, if you're going to buy a car, you have now a very strong reason in terms of that tribunal ruling to say this. The consumer tribunal says this is unlawful, adding these extras on, so I'm not going to pay it. And I'd love people to let me know how that conversation goes.
Very interesting conversation, considering if you are really desperate for a new car and they
yes,
go, well.
Exactly. Well, they shouldn't be doing it, but the thing is, it's become so entrenched, the whole industry does it and they feel entitled to do it. So it's going to have to involve a whole overhaul rather of how they draw up those contracts.
And I think a lot of the time, like I said earlier, when you get a new car, you know, all you want to know is how much do you need to pay every month, and you just want to get in that car and go because you're so excited.
Exactly, but that sort of, they know that that's what happens, especially first or second time buyers, and so they can put all sorts of other things in the contract, and they're pretty sure that you're not going to contest it. So this is one of the many reasons why you really should be having a look at how that final figure was arrived at, and also whether you've got a balloon payment or not. A lot of people don't realize at the end of 6 years they're still going to owe 70,000 or whatever. So this is a real pet subject of mine, Carol, this how people buy cars. So I'm always available if people want my advice.
I love that. Thank you so much, Wendy, for your time.
Thanks, Carol.
Darren Ball, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.